Good morning. My guest this morning is Bill Gittins, who has asked me to describe him as a guy around Sonoma County who is a local artist. Does that get it, Bill?
That is a good summary, yeah.
And what he is talking about is Sonoma County Art Trails, which is the wonderful, wonderful tour of art in Sonoma County that happens every year right about this time. I have the program before me, and it appears to me to be substantially larger than in previous years. I noticed that you've got a lot of people who, in many cases, have ads that they have run really as a matter of support, I think, as much as anything.
Yes, they have. They've enlarged the image size in the catalog so the people viewing it can get a better picture of what someone has created, as well as the ad size has been increased, and we've had a lot more participation in that. So it has become a large catalog.
How long have you participated?
I've been in Art Trails now for 3 years.
Do you like it?
Oh, yeah. It's a great opportunity for artists. There's about 162 artists this year. And Art Trails, the concept of Art Trails has been around for like 28 years, takes place the second and third weekends in October. And it's a wonderful opportunity for local folks as well as people coming in from outside the area to see some really, really professional art.
It's 2 weekends, 4 days. So if you really are a dedicated fan of the arts, you can do 4 little trips. Which take you around to various parts of Sonoma County. You can concentrate on the West County one day, on east of Santa Rosa one day, or you can do a day of painting, a day of sculpture.
Right. Sure. Yeah, absolutely. It goes all the way down south to the town of Sonoma, all the way north up north of Windsor into Healdsburg, the West County, in downtown Santa Rosa and the environs all around that area.
And not only do you get to see the work of local artists, you also get to see the way local artists live and the media in which they produce their work. And that's really, I think, the most interesting part.
I would totally agree with you. I think the idea that we can visit someone's studio and see them actually creating their art as well as where they created is really a great opportunity.
You've shown me a little piece of paper that everyone who goes to one of the Art Trail studios will get. Talk about how that works. That's an interesting concept.
Well, that little piece is it's with regard to feedback, and we want to do a survey of someone who comes to Art Trails and what they thought about it. And if, in fact, they fill this out and then go online to do that at SonomaCountyArtTrails.org/survey. And fill out the information, they'll have a chance to enter a drawing for up to $300, which they can apply toward the purchase of a piece of art from one of the 162 artists.
That's terrific.
And we're giving away 3 of those opportunities. So Art Trails is making a nice contribution
to
getting some feedback and helping the artists.
So what is the best way to get one of these wonderful programs, which has photographs and pictures of many of the artists and of their work?
Right. The Art Trails catalog, you can actually get a soft copy PDF file that you can download to your phone or to your tablet. And you can get that at SonomaCountyArtTrails.org. And there's a large picture of a piece that's on the cover. And so you can just click on that and it'll take you right there and you can download it. At this point, we still mail out 25,000 copies of that catalog throughout the United States.
Amazing.
And this is another way to tie it in. And, you know, we're all becoming high tech, so eventually people will probably just use a PDF and we can save some more paper.
Excellent. Bill, thanks for coming in.
You bet. My pleasure.
And thank you for listening. Remember, Art Trails is October 10th and 11th, 7th through 18th, between 10 in the morning and 5 in the evening. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.